For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump tells reporters on Air Force One he plans to announce his nominee to replace retiring Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy on July 9th. He was asked if he will interview those candidates about Roe versus Wade.
It's a great group of intellectual talent, but we really, they are generally conservative. I'm not going to ask them that question, by the way. That's not a question I'll be asking. But it is a group of very highly talented, very brilliant, mostly conservative judges.
The president says two women are on the list of at least five potential nominees. No bail for 38-year-old Jared Ramos, who was charged on Friday with five counts of first-degree murder after the Thursday shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
The president's emerging trade war has already prompted Harley-Davidson to announce it will move production of its motorcycles abroad. And now, Polaris, the manufacturer of Indian motorcycles, says it's considering doing the same thing. General Motors, meantime, has warned that it could be forced to eliminate jobs and raise prices on its cars if the fight over tariffs turns into a full-blown trade war. Canada has announced tit-for-tat tariffs in response to the new U.S. duties on steel and aluminum. Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland.
I cannot emphasize enough the regret with which we take these countermeasures. We are acting very much in sorrow, not in anger.
The heat is on for the weekend in some 22 states where temperatures are predicted to hit above 90 degrees. For parts of the Northeast, there should be some relief by Monday. For others, it will continue until after the 4th of July. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Many people paid big bucks to attend a rare appearance by President Trump's White House predecessor in Los Angeles. With more on the story, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Barack Obama speaking in public for the first time in several months, telling Democrats at a fundraiser in Los Angeles on Thursday evening that they have a right to be concerned about the state of America. The president not mentioning President Trump by name in his remarks. However, he suggested Republicans are using fear tactics, and he says fear is powerful. Guests paid $100,000 each just to have their picture taken with the former president. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, an advisor to the President Ivanka Trump, presented the 18th annual Trafficking in Person report at the State Department. John Clemens reports.
The report highlighted how the Trump administration has been working to elevate the issue of human trafficking. Secretary of State Pompeo listed a number of countries that had improved efforts to end human trafficking in those where it is almost commonplace.
In Iran, trafficking victims are punished. The victims are punished for acts they are forced to commit. For example, sex trafficking victims may face the death penalty for committing adultery. This is a horrible perversion of justice by a corrupt regime.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.